the radio studios, the technicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain a vast radio public.
We awaken to it in the morning, we set our clocks by it, we dress according to the weather reports. We listen to radio for news, for entertainment. It keeps us informed every minute of every day. That's radio for you, close to every member of the family. From its very birth, radio has been a public servant. It will continue its dedicated service throughout the years to come.
You're tuned to CJ 99.1 FM, Windsor, Detroit.
Time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
That's right. I'm Big JD. You're listening to You Talking to Me. And this is a special show here for you today, which is Joe Strummer Day here at CJAM, December 22nd, anniversary of Joe Strummer's death. Joe Strummer from The Clash. There's an excellent event going on this evening at Fog Lounge, so you might want to check that out. Rowley Estate, Your Best Bet, Jeffrey David's Blues Connection, Allison Brown, Shrimp Yogurt, put on by CJM, Terracotta, of course, at the Fog Lounge, and some other sponsors as well. $5 to get in. All proceeds are donated to the Windsor Youth Center, which, by the way, is where all proceeds from the Fog Lounge event will be donated. And it just so happens that yesterday I had the opportunity to have Tamara on my show from the Windsor Youth Center. Yeah, that was yesterday's You Talking to Me show. And so we're rebroadcasting some of that interview, as well as airing a few Joe Strummer tunes in today's show. So what CJM does basically is celebrates Joe's spirit for compassion. Joe Strummer Day confronts poverty in Windsor, Detroit. Here we have 24 hours of music and journalism, criticisms and solutions to local poverty. So let's start off with a little Joe Strummer, and then we'll get into yesterday's interview with the Windsor Youth Center.
Strap you to the And now, Tamara Kowalska from the Windsor Youth Center.
Well, you're a co-coordinator. You started this with your husband, right?
Yeah. We started it through a small group of people associated with the United Church. It was a Faith in Action committee who decided that to make homelessness their focus last year, and found out that the greatest gap in services for the homeless is for homeless youth. There's a fantastic film that was filmed and produced right here in Essex County called Hidden: Homelessness in the County, and that was instrumental in helping us to determine that it was youth really that we needed to focus on and provide for.
So tell us about the mission of the Windsor Youth Center and why you might have taken on this initiative.
Pretty basic. The mission is to just provide for the most basic and in immediate needs of youth who are homeless or at risk in one way or another. And, you know, when I say homeless, I'm talking about, I take that definition from actually that film, Hidden. There were a bunch of youth who defined home, and basically most of them said, you know, home is a place where you can feel safe, where you can feel loved, where you have the necessities that you need, where you can fulfill your potential. So we take that definition. So anyone who doesn't have that, you know, those are the kinds of people who come to the center. And that means that might be someone who is living at home with a mother and a father, but they're not getting one or all of those things.
What age are we seeing primarily, and also how prevalent is the problem?
Well, here's the thing. Before the Windsor Youth Center opened, there wasn't a youth center specifically designated to offer services to homeless youth. There are centers all around Windsor that are drop-in centers for youth. There's Droulard Road, there's Stag in the West End. But I called just about all of them, and they don't really serve the homeless population in terms of youth. And so it's really hard to get demographics. It's hard to get numbers when you don't have a place that they go to.
Right.
So that's tough. The other thing is that, you know, a lot of kids, they get kicked out of the house and then they're just couch surfing. Well, what's called couch surfing, although surfing sounds like way more fun. They just stay at one friend's and then move on to the next friend when they've kind of overstayed their welcome. And sometimes they're staying at relatives' houses, but it's never a comfortable position. It's not their home. So that's the thing, too. So in a lot of ways, this population is really invisible, which is one of the reasons, I think, why there hasn't been anything set up for homeless youth.
And now, more Joe Strummer.
And now, Tamara Kowalska from the Windsor Youth Center.
The drop-in center, how does that work?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. We're finding out every day how it works.
Okay.
We basically decided that what we wanted to do was provide a space, a place for kids, I'm going to say kids, but youth,
right,
to come. A place that was safe, where there are no drugs and alcohol, where there was food to eat, where there were referrals to other services. And pretty much that's what we did. We found a storefront. It was a restaurant previously on Wyandotte, 1321 Wyandotte Street East.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, had tons of volunteers come and do a few renovations and set up the kitchen. So that's usable. And we cook a home-cooked meal every night, and dinner's usually between 6:30 and 7:30, depending on who's cooking and what's being made. And
right,
it's everything's kind of experimental, but that's what makes it fun. And you know, there's snacks before dinner, and anyone who comes after dinner is offered whatever we've got left over, or you know, there's always something that we can prepare for anyone who comes in the door who's hungry.
Nice.
Yeah.
We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to You Talking to Me with Big JD on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Do you have an interesting career? You have an interesting life experience to share with others? If you'd like to be a guest on You Talking to Me, contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking to Me website. That's youtalkingtome.ca. The letter U, talking, the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
All right, we're back. You're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm Big JD, and we're back with Tamara from the Windsor Youth Center. How does this happen? I mean, you know, we've talked a little bit about it. You probably hear so many different stories. Is anything more common than other? Is it always parent related?
I don't know. You know what? How does it happen? Like, there's all kinds of things, you know, there's all kinds of things from, home not being a safe place for one reason or another. A lot of kids come who've, been in foster care or group homes most of their lives. And so, you know, that's not to say that they're not there now. I mean, we have kids who are coming every night who do have places to spend the night, and it's just what we're providing is a place to hang out in the evening.
Yeah, a better environment.
But how does it happen? You want to know what? I ask myself this all the time.
Yeah.
Like, and some of the youth who come to see us, they will be the first to admit that maybe they had drug problems or alcohol problems, or they're just, you know, left home. They can't necessarily explain why. But, you know, I don't know. I think that maybe finding out how it happens isn't necessarily the key.
Right.
You know, and this is why. Because what I find is that once we start trying to figure out how does it happen, then we try to place a blame and try to decide, well, does somebody deserve help or not? And the way I see it is that that's not productive. You
sure.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
like everyone, our door is open. Our door is unlocked at 5, and we don't go home until 10. And in that time, anyone between the ages of, you know, 16 and 20-ish, I mean, we don't take ID, is welcome to come in and be there. So, you know, there's never the question of, like, is this person deserving or not? I mean, everybody deserves a place to feel safe. Everybody deserves food to eat. I mean, right. We've decided that as a society because, like, well, we should decide that as a society, I think. But, you know, so how does it happen? I mean, in so many ways, and I think that those ways are absolutely related to all the other issues of poverty. I mean, we live in a world that is hierarchical. Obviously, I mean, Occupy said it, you know, they're part of the 99%. So it happens because this is how the world is set up right now. Hasn't always been like this. You know, there were thousands and thousands of years that people lived in this world and didn't destroy the planet and shared stuff, you know?
Sure.
So I think that the way the world is now is really just a small blip in time. The way it's set up has not been the way it was set up always. But this is the result. I think that what we're seeing in terms of increase in youth homelessness and increase in youth poverty, I think what we're seeing is the result of how we set up the world.
Right.
You know, this is the consequence right here. And this is what we're being faced with. Just the way we can look at, you know, forests being clear cut, the way we can't swim in the river anymore because it's dirty, the way our air is dirty. It's a consequence of what we've done.
And now more Joe Strummer.
And now, Tamara Kowalska from the Windsor Youth Center.
Now you mentioned some of the things that you have available, which is great, and a lot of necessities and things like that. But I was also informed that you, I guess, recently got a piano and a guitar.
Yeah.
Which has got to be very cool.
Awesome. It's right. Awesome. Well, George, the other co-coordinator, he plays. He's played in Windsor. He played in Windsor years ago with a group called the Scarecrows. And he plays piano and harmonica. And we also have a guitar. And some of the kids at the center play guitar. And they do that. And like Saturday night, there were just a few youth at the end of the night. And so they downloaded some lyrics from one of... I don't remember what song it was, but, and George, you know, was able to kind of learn it. And then these two girls were just singing for like 40 minutes and it was just awesome. Like it was so fun. It was, we don't have a TV for that very reason, because, there's so many other wonderful things to do, you know, and there's only 5 hours there. So, yeah. So the guitar and the piano were pretty cool.
What kind of events have you guys got coming up, or what's planned for Christmas maybe?
Christmas, well, we're open every night of the year from 5 to 10, including holidays, and that means Christmas Eve. We've got a kind of festive Christmas Eve party type situation with lots of great food. And then Christmas Day, we're also going to have a Christmas dinner. And pretty much, you know, all welcome. Come on in. There are probably going to be some... Christmas carols and games and whatever else. There's a lot of people who really like euchre, so there tends to be a euchre game going at some point, either before or after dinner. And
And other events, have you guys had some other events recently or anything else coming up? I know you've had some can drives, and you came to the station here from an event today. So.
Well, yeah, actually, one of the math classes at Walkerville High School made bracelets as a kind of business project and ended up having a profit from their sale of bracelets and donated the proceeds to us. So I was just there accepting that, which was great. And... you know, actually, we haven't planned any fundraisers ourselves. Other people have taken on that task and just said, can we do this? Can we do that? And we always say, yes, that's fantastic. So we felt really fortunate. There've been lots of things like that going on. A lot of the downtown businesses have been really, really helpful having boxes there for donations and things like that. So,
and as well, we have Joe Strummer Day tomorrow here at CJM.
Yes.
And all proceeds from CJM's Joe Strummer Day event at Fog Lounge tomorrow, December 22nd, will be donated to the Windsor Youth Center. And I'm glad to be a part of this, as my band, Jeffrey David's Blues Connection, will perform at that event.
Yeah.
With Rowley Estate and Your Best Bet, Allison Brown, and Shrimp Yogurt.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
I'm very excited about that, too. It's going to be a good show.
So we urge everybody to go out to that December 22nd. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about your what kind of response you've had from other homeless initiatives around the city.
Mm-hmm. Just nothing but positive. You know, people saying, oh, can we send so-and-so to you? Can we send this person to you?
That's good.
Yeah. Like, honestly, the people in Windsor in the social services sector are, you know, kind of a big network and trying to help each other out. I mean, you have to. You know, you have to kind of stick together in order to affect change. So, yeah, we're on our way.
Maybe you can give out the contact information again, the website address, and tell us about Facebook again as well.
TheWindsorYouthCenter.org. And our Facebook page, I believe, is simply Windsor Youth Center. Also, the phone number is 226-674-0006. And the address is 1321 Wyandotte Street East. That's between Hall and Moy on the south side. And we're open every night from 5 till 10. And anyone who's coming to use the services, just come right on in, you know, and introduce yourself and say hello and don't be shy. And same goes to any visitors, you know, just come on in and have a coffee. And
it looks like you've got a pretty active Facebook page.
Yes. I actually don't run the Facebook page because I've been in school this semester. No, I can't do everything. I write
grants. You
probably
try.
That's what I do. I don't even try anymore. No. I let George do a lot of the stuff. He's the one on the computer most of the time. But yeah, so that's him. He's the one on Facebook. But a lot of other people have been, you know, liking the page and all of that. So that's fantastic.
Great. Well, it's been great having you on the show, and
oh, thank
best
you
wishes,
so
of
much.
Course, to the center. And we'll talk to you soon. Thank
Sounds
you.
Good. Take care.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's supplemental show for Joe Strummer Day. You talking to me. Once again, we hope you make it out to the Joe Strummer Day event at Fog Lounge, where you'll see the Rowley Estate, Your Best Bet, Jeffrey David's Blues Connection, that's yours truly, Allison Brown, and Shrimp Yogurt. $5 to get in, all proceeds donated to the Windsor Youth Center. I'm Big JD. This has been You Talking to Me.